Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You get the podcast at theticketfm.com. Lots of discussions about feuds in college football. One between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. Curious where that goes over the next weeks and
months. Yeah, maybe we can ask Bill about that. No, let's not ask Bill about that.
Well, you might have thoughts, Sonny. You never know. Yeah. The show is always sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We are joined now to start off the second hour, Sip, by a special guest that is Nebraska Special Teams Coordinator Bill Bush. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing well.
You sound chipper, Bill.
I'm kind of chipper. I don't have any other options, really. I guess I'm up and ready to go. So my wife is nice enough to have a little coffee for me this morning before we get the other things going. So we're doing great shape.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I have to have coffee every morning. I need about maybe 6 to 8 ounces top, so that wraps it
That's
up.
That's it?
I never drink the whole cup. I kind of like to start the day with it. I always have a little bit of it just to jumpstart myself a little bit.
One more coffee question. How much, do you put a lot of sugar in there?
Not sugar, but I will say this. Yes, it's there's a lot of stuff in it. There's a lot of creamer. There's some Splenda. Okay. It tastes nothing like coffee, not even remotely close to coffee.
It's just some sort of sweet beverage there.
All right, let's launch into the topic of the day, Bill. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, Sam Cook, of course, the former Nebraska punter, 16-year NFL veteran, announces yesterday he's going to retire from the league. Bill, you knew him from your time at Nebraska. You were here from 04 to 07. He was here from 01 to 05. I would just ask you this off the bat. When you coached him at Nebraska, did you think that would be a guy that would have a long NFL career?
Well, I thought he obviously was an NFL talent. It's just, it's so ridiculous. You start off with him, and I was named the special teams coordinator, and Sam was the punter. Mm-hmm. So you would just tell him, punt here, punt far, punt short. Don't let it go in the end zone when we're kicking a dagger punt. And he could just do it all. So I kind of thought that's how it worked. This is pretty cool. I just had this guy back there. Then you end up, finding out that he was probably he's on the list of one of the best punters to ever punt in the NFL. So that was a great experience, obviously. But I knew we had a chance, obviously, because he had such great leg talent. But the thing that stood out the most about Sam was his mentality and his work ethic. He was so calm, such a good worker, and then really, really good athlete. In high school, he was playing offense. He was playing linebacker. So he's a very athletic young man. And so I was just excited for him, obviously, to have all those things happen. So I thought there was a chance of that. I felt that those are options like that. To think he would ever be all the things that happened to him, that had been a little bit of a stretch.
We're honored to be joined by Bill Bush, Nebraska Special Teams Coordinator, who coached Sam Cook of Seward when Sam was at Nebraska. Also, Sam, Bill, invited you, I don't know, was it a ceremony yesterday in Baltimore? Sam Cook invited you to his sort of going away ceremony. Is that an accurate characterization?
Yeah, I think it was just about his retirement press conference, which he just crushed. There was, probably a couple hundred people there at the Ravens establishment there. It was a really cool place. I've never been in before. I've been to a lot of NFL places to go visit. That's one of the nicest ones I've ever been to. And so it was very, very well done by the organization. And the Ravens are first class in everything they do. So it was, like I said, just such an honor. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, you get a chance to go out there and, and listened to him, and it was very nice. He mentioned me when he was up on stage, and mm-hmm. so it was such an honor. I'm just so blessed to have a chance to be there for it and to get through it. Sam struggled. He did some crying, and I was crying, and he wasn't even talking about me. And so it was a really, really cool day. But to be part of it, and for him to reach out to me to have me there was a huge honor in my life.
Here's the deal for the listeners and for you, Jake. Bill Bush is a special team. I mean, he's a special teams coordinator. He's a special teams expert. You know it at an incredible level, so I think you can answer this question. Bill, when I was reading the reports yesterday about Sam Cook's retirement from football, I didn't know – now, Jake, don't poke holes in me here. I didn't know he sort of revolutionized the position. Explain that to me, Bill. How did he go about that? How did he revolutionize the punter position in football?
Well, he's so well known for what you just said, Sip. And a couple things that worked out for him in his favor was that his head coach, Coach Harbaugh, mm-hmm. got into the league as a special teams coordinator. One of the rare people, because everyone's looking for either this defensive coordinator or a play caller. Mm-hmm. And he made his movement from the special teams area. So it was always up front within that organization of what they were doing. He also had very good coaches there. So he was able to work through some different style of kicks. He has a thing he calls the Cook hook that he kicks to be able to keep the ball away from people. Mm-hmm. And he also had a way to control the ball. So what Sam did, which was pretty incredible, for 16 years of punting, he never had a punt return for a touchdown.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a great
And
start.
One of the reasons is because how he could control the ball. He talks about, we laughed about after the ceremony is over, we had a chance to really spend a lot of time together and talk. And he goes, when I was in Nebraska, I was just banging balls. Because I was just throwing, I was just hitting them as far as I could. Mm-hmm. We had to control them going into the end zone, obviously. But he goes, I was just, trying to hit skyrockets and go. And he said, then I changed everything after about, year three or four in the NFL of how to control the ball and then also keep the ball away from great returners. And he did that a lot. So if you notice with Sam, like that, he'll kick the Aussie-style drop, which controls the ball much better. So he lives in that zone of let's try to be a 44-yard net with no return.
Okay.
Instead of trying to hit a 60-some-yard punt that a great returner goes back and gets a hold of and is able to bring back. So he did revolutionize a punt, and he's known for that in the league. And so it's a really cool thing to have stamped on your resume.
Joined by Bill Bush. Bill, there's a lot of times that great college players will struggle in the NFL. Like even at specialist positions, like a kicker might have a great career in college and struggle in the NFL. I'm curious when it comes to punters. You mentioned that it took him a couple of years to become the punter that he was in the NFL. But what is it like going from college football to the NFL as a punter specifically?
Well, a couple of things stand out is that everyone in the NFL is in a pro punt style. And so they're a little bit different as far as that they can't release right away. So your protection up in front of you looks different. And so compared to what the young men do now. Now, Sam grew up, when we were first here, he grew up in pro punt. And so he was a pro punter going into it. So that was an advantage for him like that before the switch kind of came over. And I used the term shield punt, where you can release much faster down the field. So your feel is a little bit different. The rest of it is that there's not a lot of things that are different, except for we were very lucky here to have very good long snappers for Sam. But in the NFL, you just have the elite of the elite ridiculous, where they put the ball 99% of the time right on your right hip, right at the perfect spot, wherever the punters want it, they put it right on the money. So their timing is actually probably a little bit easier, because you don't see people all of a sudden have to jump for a snap, have a snap that's offline. Mm-hmm. Like that. There's just 32 of those guys. And so they're really, really good. So that makes a difference when you go into the NFL. Other than that, the carryover is there's a lot of similarities, because everything else kind of stays the same. It's not like, well, I'm going against a better pass rusher at left tackle than I ever have before. Everything else kind of stays the same. But then to be able to handle it on a big stage, then that's incredible.
Getting a seminar in special teams this morning from Bill Bush, the Nebraska special teams coordinator. We're talking about Sam Cook, who retired yesterday. There's a lot of things I didn't know about Sam Cook in the NFL. He was the holder, guys, for all but one of Justin Tucker's 326 field goals made.
Wow.
That includes 17 game winners. Now, Bill, I guess the one thing that came to mind as I was reading all this last night, anticipating having you on the show, I mean, how much coaching goes into the holder position? And did Sam do that for you at Nebraska?
Sam developed this much better in the NFL with him becoming that. He did also do it at Nebraska, but that his career really took off in the NFL. So we have long talks about the holding and how that goes about. Interesting thing that we're working on having take place at Nebraska that I got from Sam,
okay,
is that they have a GPS in the ball. And so when they snap it back, they have a GPS that can, because it's so critical on the snap of the location, mm-hmm, and then where the laces are.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm, the great ones, so they're always working on it. So they have a GPS that's built into the ball that can tell if the velocity was slightly off on the ball from snap to hold, if that's why the laces weren't in the right place, all those different things. So he talks about that, you know, immensely. And then we just got done buying a new jugs machine.
Okay.
Jugs machine is something that shoots balls automatically like that. We bought a special one because of the great Jay Terry there with the handle for us right there in equipment. Hmm. And we can take the legs off of it. So now, so we don't have the long snapper here. So our holders from this point on can be able to work on getting, you know, they'll literally get 2,000 to 3,000 snaps over the summer, because we can shoot it to them on a jugs machine and not have to have a long snapper snapping it to them every time.
Interesting. How do you? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bill.
So then you can adjust. You can put it as bad snap. You can set it. Hey, the snaps, you know, they're all coming here. You're going to take 20 in a row a little high. You can take 15 in a row a little bit to the inside, and then how to get it down with the laces being the correct spot and all those things. So that was a repetition thing that we kind of took from LSU. But we end up getting a perfect machine, so we're hoping that helps us and pays off.
Also didn't know, Billy, that Cook completed 7 of 8 passes for 82 yards on fake punts in the big league. Did he do any of that for you at Nebraska? I cannot remember that.
Now, that was more of him, what he did in the NFL. And it was funny because we talked about the one-time failure mm-hmm, yesterday when he was throwing the ball, and he talked about the great coaching lesson. He talked about how they were repping someone new as a throw to one of the gunners, and they only practiced it in walkthrough, he said. So when they ran it in the game, the young man who was supposed to run the route ran it somewhat as if it was walkthrough pace.
Yeah.
And that wasn't what had to happen. So he tried to, you know, put the ball in a certain spot, and it didn't work out for him. Well, pretty cool situation, you know, for like that, with what he had to complete that many balls. That tells you how talented he is, and his passes were really good. But when you look at the things that he did like that, so he scored a touchdown.
Yes.
Think about it as a punter. A lot of times you'll go your whole life, you never, ever take a safety. You rep it every week, mm-hmm, how to take a safety to end the game. Mm-hmm. He had to take a safety in the Super Bowl with 12 seconds left. And then after he does that perfectly, and then he has to go out, and from the 20-yard line, he has to punt. Now, there is a free catch. There's a free kick rule in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So when he had to punt the ball from the 20 with just limited, like there's 3 seconds left, if he kicks a bad punt or a shank and they fair catch it, they can come out and kick a free kick to win the game. So he talks about the punt after the safety being so critical for him to be able to get that done. So most of the time in your career, you never take a safety. He scores a touchdown on a fake field goal. He has to do a punt afterwards. He completes 7 of 8 balls right there, kicks 16 years in the league, and the longest active streak by any Raven. So that's a pretty cool career.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Joined by Bill Bush. Bill, I mean, Nebraska has been pretty spoiled over the years. They've had punters like Kyle Larson, Sam Cook, Alex Henry, Brett Maher. I mean, do we take great punters for granted? Because the past couple of years has not been great in that category. Do people take that position for granted when they have a great punter?
Oh, you do a little bit. It's like any time else when you have a great quarterback or any position. You kind of take it for granted for a little bit. You say, do this, and they can do it. You know, and those guys are just incredible like that. Obviously, I was around here, and and had some guys that were, you know, like that with Alex Henry was awesome like that. And Brett Maher has become a really good friend of mine. And he comes down and we spend a lot of time together. We talk through things. He has a chance legally to work with the players at certain times, and he does that. So we're so blessed to have, you know, those guys so close to be around. So I don't ever take him for granted because it's just such a skill set. And it's really hard to, you know, to fix. They have to have a skill set when they come in the door. You know, Duke doesn't sign a two guard, a shooting guard, and be like, okay, now all we got to do is teach him how to shoot. You know, he's already.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
He's already doing that at a really high level. So when they show up, you have to have a really high skill set when you start this process.
Interesting. Bill Bush joins us. Bill, you espouse to your players the notion of, you call it slant, S-L-A-N-T. Jake should take note of this. Sit up, lean forward, act interested, nod your head, track the speaker. How was Sam in that regard?
Well, let's get back to Jake for a second. Are you implying right now that his body language is not what it should be?
Bill, I'm sitting up straight. I'm attentive. I am all in.
He often completely ignores what I say.
That's a big concern of mine because a couple of times, there's been a few times I've been on the road and you know, early in the morning, so I'll throw you guys on when I'm driving just to kill some time. But then Jake goes on the nauseam of, you know, what should I hit a hybrid in the Beamer golf course? And I'm curious. And so that's, you know, that's just like, wow, you know. And so now I find out that he's not attentive.
Oh, I'm attentive, Bill. I'm locked. I got my coffee. I'm locked in. I am all the way there, my man.
He's pretty attentive. He's pretty attentive.
Sam was outstanding. And we started going down the list. He kind of like, okay, let's try to find something maybe he's not great at or how he didn't handle something perfectly. There wasn't. He was, like I said, he was all on board. He did everything. He worked so hard. He was so quiet. He was just behind the scenes. You know, I had a chance to talk to his wife yesterday, and I said, you know, the last time I saw you, and I did bed check at the Alamo Bowl, because they were married. So she was with him at the time, and she was pregnant with their oldest son. And so he was just very adult from the start, just did a lot of cool things. He was always on task with what was going on. And then we had a conversation in that he didn't know. He goes, I never knew this. I was standing there. I said, because Scott Downing was there also on yesterday.
Oh, was he really?
Staff. I said, we had a discussion at the end of the Alamo Bowl on taking a safety or should we let Sam punt it? We were at about it was a ways out. We were not backed up. And so we had that discussion, and obviously we had full faith in Sam. So in the end, it ended up kind of being my call on what to do. And I chose to punt. And just because, you know, at that juncture, you know, he ended up with 8 punts for 51-yard average in that game.
Wow.
And he
hit
a great punt.
Whoa.
So it's kind of like, hey, let's let the, you know, it's kind of like, you know, at the end of the game, you know, you're going to let Jimmy Chitwood shoot, you know. And so let's let our best guy have the ball.
Yeah, good idea. That game gives you the chills, doesn't it? Beat Michigan. What was the final in that game, Bill? You remember?
It was a couple-point game. I know it was really critical. I think it was a 4-point game. That was how it ended out. Because obviously the big thing was if you took the safety, then same thing. You had to do a field goal beat you. And so that was an exciting thing. And then obviously the end was ridiculous how the whole thing ended. But it was a big win, obviously, like that. And it was just and Sam was a huge part of it. Think about that, because we didn't move the ball real well till later in the game.
Right.
But eight punts for a 51-yard average, that's a bunch. And then also there's a really cool picture, you know, that I have of him, because Sam was a black shirt. That doesn't happen all the time. So Sam was awarded a black shirt by the defense.
Because
he was so good at getting field position.
Yeah, that's super cool. Hey, by the way, those kids in those meetings, now you will have a special teams meeting to start off the day. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How do you – what happens when – how do you handle it as the special teams coach who addresses the team first during the day, and a few kids come in there a little sleepy, slouched back, obviously – not completely ready for the day. How do you handle that?
The easiest way is real simple. Is everything. Our guys are so incredible at being early. The meeting starts at 6:59, and they're in there ready to go. They're up there early, so we're always in there early, and I'm always pacing back and forth. So if someone happens to walk in, that you can kind of tell just maybe something's not quite right, whatever it is, and they maybe don't quite have the juice that I'm looking for at the time, mm-hmm. it's easy to just kind of walk by them real quick and just say something real quick to them, just one-on-one. And just kind of, all right, got to have you here today. And then they'll bounce back really fast. And then we'll start off with it, with a slant situation. And most of the time right there, they're just awesome. They really do. We got a good bunch of dudes, man. They really want to do the right thing. They pay attention to meetings. They're ready to go in the morning. And then just obviously the critical thing is you got to have your presentation really good and ready to go. And so when you have that and you keep things very crisp and on task, it seems to go pretty well. So I'm excited about how meetings start and what they do, and the expectations are there, and there's a lot of good guys doing the right thing.
Regarding the upcoming season, Bill, Nebraska's missed five straight bowl games. Nebraska wants to get back to a bowl game, and there's plenty of reasons for optimism here. I'm curious. You're obviously manning special teams. What gives you optimism going into the season, and what are you excited about regarding your unit ahead of the season?
Well, the thing that stands out the most, what we want to be able to get done is obviously just having great attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And we use the term all the time, situational masters, of different things, of odd things that can come up. And obviously we want to be able to put tremendous effort on the field. That's so important to be able to have, get 11 guys out there that are the perfect guys to be out there, and their effort is insane. And I feel really, really good about that. You know, I've always said we always start every season, a meeting, whatever it is like that, we'll always start with kickoff. And because my theory is that there's never been a great team with a bad kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
It's never happened in the history of college football. It's never happened.
Yeah.
And so from what, like that, when they watch you on film, when they watch those guys, they know what kind of day they're in for on what your kickoff team looks like.
Okay.
Their effort down the field, the thing. So we always start with that. You know, then people always talk about punt being the most important. And punt is, I use the term punt invite only. That's a special group to get in on that on the punt team, but that kickoff team is always where you start, and we've had a really good start with that in the spring, and so we're excited about that. So we're excited about all phases that we're doing, but I think that stands out the most is that how we practice. I mean, it's really, 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 we practice at an insane rate, and the guys are dialed in because they know where they're going when the horn blows. And we always talk about transition is part of practice. And we transition where they're going. We got coaches set up. And I just feel when you have things organized to that, it really helps the momentum of the day. And the way they're executing at those spots right now, I feel really confident about them.
That's excellent. As you know, Bill, I don't know a lot about football. But
we've discussed that. We have discussed that between you and Jake. I'm kind of – there's a lot of things to kind of go down a couple rabbit holes on that.
But I know this. When I watch a game and that kickoff team's flying down the field, it jacks me up. And you can tell which team came to play. Now, by the way, you got the weekend off, big guy?
We got some things going on. We got some work to build to get done. So we're excited about getting that going. So we got a lot of Coach Frost has done such a great job with helping to in recruiting and putting together classes, as far as now you're dealing with you know, potential people, you know, portal-wise that can still help you this year. Then you're on to next year's class. There's a lot of a lot of balls in the air on what's going on.
Yes.
And so that's a pretty cool deal. And so, yeah, we'll have another busy week. But, you know, every, like I said, this staff works. You know, I said there's everyone on the staff where they grind, they go hard, they work as a unit. Everyone gets great communication. So I'm really excited about this upcoming weekend. We've had some great weekends here in the past. And then we've got a lot of big ones coming up here. So it gets pretty crazy. With that.
Well, Bill, we thank you so much for your time. Great insight on Sam Cook and everything there, and we wish you luck the rest of the offseason, and we look forward to the season ahead.
What's what do you guys got going the rest of the day here like that? Now, when you guys are in between callers and things like that,
yeah.
what does Sipple talk about, Jay? Because he has a lot of interesting thoughts on some stuff that I try to clear up with him, but it's concerning.
Okay.
It's not always radio friendly, Bill, you know.
Okay, now hold on. We're talking a lot about Jimbo and Nick Saban is what we're talking about.
Yep.
And you don't have
Isn't
to wait.
That awesome?
Oh.
That
yeah,
awesome?
So you like it, that a boy, Bill. Sip hates it. I said this is great for college football,
look,
man.
Bill,
it's a feud.
I don't know if it's good or not, but just the, you know, I didn't know anything about it. I was on a plane kind of late last night.
Okay.
And that was the first time that I read anything about it like that. And it's almost like it'd be kind of cool if it's like before every week that, you know, two coaches had to go at it through the media before the game, like a week out or something.
Yeah.
Just kind of stir up ticket sales a little bit.
That's
like
right.
That.
Bill is down for the spice. That's good.
Oh,
I'm glad to hear that,
okay.
Bill.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What's your guys' thought on Maverick coming out, the new Top Gun? I mean, that's out here in like about a week. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, we'll have to check it out. Maybe we'll go to the theaters for that, Sip. You want to go watch some theaters?
I might. I will say this. I've become a big Tom Cruise fan. I mean,
you can't tell by his fascination for American Made.
If you have, yeah. Bill,
which is a great movie. Great movie, Sip. Absolutely.
He loves
Thank
that movie.
You,
great
man.
Movie.
Yeah,
that's... I'm really excited about it because, like, Top Gun was an iconic movie. Like that. So I'm very excited about Maverick coming out. So that's one thing. I'm excited about that. And then also, sometime I'm making the drive down to Beatrice. I want to get to that Beatrice Bakery you guys talk about.
Yes, yeah, get down there. Hey, you know, I'm from Beatrice, Bill. You go to the bakery, go to Playa Azul down there. I'll give you the hookups in Beatrice.
Hey, if you ever wanted to come by the ticket, we have a lot of the Beatrice Bakery stuff here. And I'm not joking. The fruitcake is incredible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do they make Kringles? You know what a Kringle is? Trader Joe's make them. Do you know what a Kringle is?
It's
kind of a pastry. It's a real thin pastry. It's got a little bit of frosting on it. And it's a game changer. We send them home to my parents. They're like 88 years old. They'll rifle through four or five in a week. I don't know if that's real healthy, but they do it.
I'll check with Rick from Beatrice Bakery to see if they make Kringles or not.
Kringle.
I don't know for
Kringle.
Sure.
Yeah, Kringle. Yeah. Just if you could check that out for me, Jake, that would.
Well,
awesome.
Bill, I'll send a special request just for
it's
you.
It's the least we can do. You were great today.
Well, I appreciate that. You guys are awesome. I'm just so stinking lucky to be able to coach in Nebraska. How cool is that?
It's really cool.
I get a chance to come back here for my third time, and thank God for Coach Frost to allow me to do that. And it, life just doesn't get any better than that. And they said I just can't imagine to be this lucky to be back here coaching again like that. It's such a great place. And I said it's just the coolest thing ever. And so I love being back in Nebraska and fired up and let's try to get this. It's on our to-do list to do very well. So in case you're wondering that, Jake, it's on the to-do list to have a great season.
God
All right.
bless you.
I like to hear it. Bill, God thanks for the time, you. Man. We'll chat with you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Go Big Red.
All right.
Nebraska Oof. Special Teams Coordinator Bill Bush this morning.
A lot of ground covered there. A lot of ground covered.
A lot of Sam Cook discussion. He, of course, was a coach for Sam Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned the Alamo Bowl. He had 8 punts for a 51-yard average in that game.
See, I didn't remember that.
And you know what? I was watching. So he brought up the Super Bowl regarding Sam Cook taking the safety.
2012 Super Bowl.
So if you watched it, the ball, they're like at their own 3-yard line, something like that.
Okay, deep.
And Sam Cook gets the snap with 12 seconds left, and he runs right. Like, they're expecting to block this punt. And he buys time, goes all the way to the right side of the end zone. He wasted 8 seconds on a punt.
Is that right?
Took the safety, and as Bill said, you know, he could have shanked that punt from the when they have to do the post safety punt.
Right. The free kick.
And he blasted it. And they won the game.
Well,
he wasted 8 seconds like they wanted to. They properly wasted 8 seconds.
You remember that well. That's 2:12.
Well, I remember watching it, and then I saw a video yesterday of that. I said, okay. Dang, I didn't realize he wasted 8 seconds on that.
Yeah, he did a lot. Now that's part of his legend. I mean, he became a bona fide legend in the Baltimore Ravens organization. You'd almost say a bona fide NFL legend. I mean, he revolutionized the position.
You got to think about the Ravens for a second. You know, they've had Ray Lewis. They've had, you know, some great players. Ed Reed in that organization.
Joe Flacco.
This is a punter that was there for 16 years.
16.
There's a chance that banner, that jersey gets hung up there.
Ooh.
A chance. I'm not saying it happens.
In the stadium.
16 years. And a guy that was constantly helping in the playoffs, was the holder for Justin Tucker, was a great punter. There's a conversation there that he might make, you know, the Ring of Honor up there.
Sixth round draft pick. And I remember that, you know, that spring before the draft, I did a pretty big story on Sam. And I went out, you know, he was just a young guy and he was recently married. And I went out to his home in Seward.
Seward, yep.
Yeah. And I always remember that. Went out to his home in Seward and did sort of a lengthy profile. He's obviously a very nice young man. My guess is he hasn't changed much at all. So, yeah, thanks to Bill Bush.
Yes, that was wonderful. If you missed any of that, Bill Bush.
Tweet that out.
Stuff. We will. We will. The podcast will be at theticketfm.com, also anywhere you get podcasts for that. So wonderful stuff from Bill Bush. Once again, when we come back, Jordan Addison, Sip, has picked a new team. The Pittsburgh wide receiver. Where is he headed? I'll tell you next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside is proud to be the only hospital on the South Shore of Long Island rated high-performing in maternity care by U.S. News & World Report. That means mothers who delivered at Mount Sinai South Nassau had fewer early deliveries, fewer C-sections, and fewer newborn complications than other hospitals, with higher rates of breastfeeding and other positive outcomes. To learn more about why you should consider Mount Sinai South Nassau to give birth, visit southnassau.org/maternity or call 877-SOUTH-NASSAU. Nassau.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.